You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. San Antonio City Council received its final update on proposed rate increases for the San Antonio water system. TPR's Joey Palacios reports the utility is seeking what could amount to a 29% increase in water rates over the next 4 years.
The rate increase ranges between 7 and 8% from this summer through 2029. The average bill would increase by about $4.60 per year for residential customers. SAWS officials stressed that the increase is needed to replace aging infrastructure. San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones urged her council colleagues to approve the increase to avoid a water crisis like the one experienced in Corpus Christi.
We can and must avoid something similar happening here in San Antonio. We need to pass this rate increase, and I hope my colleagues will join me in ensuring the city of San Antonio has the water she needs.
The rate increases would be flexible in 2028 and 2029 and adjusted based on the needs of the utility if the city council approves the plan. A vote is scheduled for next Thursday. If passed, the rate increase would go into effect on July 1st. I'm Joey Palacios in San Antonio.
A coalition of tribal, conservation, and environmental groups has filed a lawsuit challenging a federal land exchange that would transfer more than 700 acres of a South Texas wildlife refuge to SpaceX. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
The lawsuit, filed against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, seeks to block a deal that would give SpaceX 715 acres of the lower Rio Grande Valley National Wildlife Refuge near Boca Chica. In return, SpaceX would transfer 683 acres to the agency. Lakin Jordal is with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the groups filing the lawsuit.
From the beginning, SpaceX has been a terrible neighbor to this wildlife refuge. And over the years, they have actually degraded the ecological value of this refuge land.
Plaintiffs argue the exchange violates federal laws requiring wildlife refuge land swaps to provide net conservation benefits. Jordal said most of the land to go back to the agency has no public access. SpaceX has expanded rapidly in the area since selecting Boca Chica as a launch site in 2014. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
San Antonio high school students showed significant improvements on this year's STAR exams. Results released by the Texas Education Agency show passing rates increased in every subject except U.S. history, which dipped by 1 percentage point. Results for STAR exams in grades 3 through 8 are scheduled to be released next week. May home sales rose by about 5% over the same time period last month, according to the San Antonio Board of Realtors. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick has more.
The board called it one of the strongest monthly sales performances so far this year, with more homes to choose from and steady pricing. Board Chair Ed Zapata says some potential home buyers remain sidelined due to affordability, monthly payment cost, and doubts about future interest rates. The median home price in San Antonio dropped 1% from May of last year to $306,000. Nearly 93% of buyers got their original asking price. The average days for a home to be on the local housing market was 83 days, up 15% over last year. The home rental market was also described as active, with an average monthly rental price of $1,800. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
The Spurs are just one loss away from elimination after blowing a 29-point lead in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. San Antonio lost the game by 1 point, 107 to 106. The team now trails the Knicks 3-1 in the championship series. Victor Wembanyama says the Spurs simply weren't aggressive enough after halftime.
I think it's just, execution, greediness, some sort. We clearly weren't the most hungry in the second half.
The Spurs return home for Game 5 on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Central. They'll need to make history to extend the series. The 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers are the only team ever to rally from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.